Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
I don't normally turn to the text.
All the ways you interacted with the show today, now.
On Gresh and Keefe.
You can get us on Twitter and Instagram at Gresh Keefe. I encourage you to follow, as you should, because you get your clips and videos and, you know, we're a lot of complimenting of John today. However, between John and Dylan, we got a lot of video that gets right out at Gresh Keefe on Twitter. And Coin to Shime, who has been putting together the 3T, I guess some of that ammunition has been used a little bit today. Shimey's been all over it. Scrim, what do we got?
Well, guys, right off the bat, somebody said from the 401, Bourne movies suck, but mostly because I read the books, and once the first movie is over, they have nothing to do with the books.
The book was better. The book was better.
I read the books.
Out of my face.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Hold on. Shime does that with Game of Thrones,
the
though.
Yeah, but he also enjoyed the show up to the last season, which is fine.
The show.
No, the Bourne movies are great. And so if Iron Eagle wants to say the Bourne ultimatum every time Kendrick Bourne makes a play, I am all for it.
It's a good time. It's a great franchise.
It is a great franchise.
Jesus Christ. It's
Kendrick Bourne! That's a great one.
Yeah.
By the way, if you need a good book for the holidays, the Great Book of Boston Sports List, available now on Amazon.
Yeah.
Get a good bargain on that. $1.99, 99 cents, something like
That's
that.
That's not bad.
Well, guys, another thing that had been brought up today was someone claimed J.J. Taylor is in my basement. So Twitch chat asked, Shime has J.J. Taylor in his basement. What is this? Silence of the Lambs? Can we please get Shime's basement... a Shime's basement segment similar to the Raycroft tickle trunk.
To be fair, that wasn't really a basement. That was more like a well.
Yeah, I mean,
she wasn't in the basement in Silence of the Lambs, right?
Well, she was in the basement, but the well was in the basement.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, she was sort of even, like, sub that. Like, the basement, I think of, if you're going to reference a basement, it'd be the Pulp Fiction basement.
It'd be a gimp, right?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, you have the sex slave. But if you're dumping them in a well,
that's different. We're holding you captive.
You got to string the bucket down? That's not just, like, a normal basement where you're hanging out.
I love my basement. I never leave my basement.
From the 401, Gresh, you ignorant such and such.
Well, just say
I get
slut.
Wanting.
Just say.
I get wanting quality, but Detroit foosball on Thanksgiving puts garbage teams in front of a captive audience. Why waste a marquee game on a game people are going to watch anyway? You know better about the TV take.
You know, it's not a terrible take. It really isn't.
I understand.
However,
come on.
It's just the. Here's what it is. If you put the Lions on last, then maybe that's the necessary adjustment. When they're the first game and you're having turkey and you're like, yeah, there's football on, and you look over and it's 9-6 at halftime or whatever it was.
Oh, sucks.
Like, what are you, honest to God. I mean, I did a lot of the cooking for Thanksgiving. I was in the kitchen and whatnot.
Yeah.
Everybody in the other room was like, they're just like, this game is brutal.
Yeah, but that goes against the argument because they were at, like, CBS, I think, was like, why would you give Tony Romo that much money? Like, people are still going to watch the game. Why would you give them that much money? And they're like, well, it's the top team, and we want to have the best team possible.
Yeah.
That's, again, whether you like Romo or not, that's sort of the reasoning behind it. Is like, we want to put the best product forward. So if that's the case, you would want to get the Lions off of Thursday. The Cowboys-Raiders game was one of the most watched games, like, ever, right? I think it was the number one for this year.
Let me look it up. I think it actually beat the Patriots. And
it definitely did.
And,
no,
it for sure beat that one,
and it's one of the most watched games, like, ever, I think. It's like it had crazy numbers. But
38, jeez, 38.531 million viewers. This Thanksgiving game is projected to be the most watched NFL regular season game on any network since 1990.
So, again, it's Thanksgiving. We're all home for the most part, and we're all watching football. But the numbers can still peak if you have a better matchup. And even Cowboys-Raiders, the game ended up being terrible. It was close, but it was just all penalties. Both those teams are good. Neither one is great. But it's the Cowboys and the Raiders. So if you get the Lions off, that 12:30 game will get more viewers.
Get a name brand in there.
Yep.
That's really what it is. Because if you put the Lions against a good name brand,
That helps. When they play the Packers every once in a while or whatever. But this year against the bad Bears team,
turn it on the third quarter and you see it's 35-3, then you're out.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we had a tweet from the Gresham Keefe account today that kind of has, stirred up the crowd.
Oh, stirred them up? Set the interwebs ablaze.
Normally, we like to boom roast individuals. Well, I just want to, not attack. That's the wrong word.
Go ahead. I attack you all the time.
I want to come at these jabronis on Twitter for not knowing how to read.
Oh, okay.
This is an important part of Twitter.
Hey, listen, we're not good at math. And we might not know dead or alive, but we can read here on this
You're
show.
You're damn right we can. That's right. The tweet from the Gresham Keefe account, John put this out earlier, is Kendrick Bourne the best free agent wide receiver signing in the NFL this
That's
year?
That's the tweet.
Seems like a pretty self-explanatory tweet.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's actually a good one because it was a topic of conversation earlier on. Gresh brought it up, and you're like, really? He's been good, but no, the receivers this year, first of all, it wasn't an amazing crop. And then even for the ones that signed for bigger money have had disappointing seasons for the most part. Mm-hmm. So is Bourne the most impactful after another 2-touchdown game yesterday? So I think that's pretty fair. Best free agent wide receiver signing, WR, that is standard code, abbreviation. For the wide receiver.
It's in every fantasy app.
Yep. Everybody uses
everywhere
that one.
In the league. Yep.
It's not funny lingo on the show. That is legit. It's a great question. You even tagged him in there.
So off the bat, verified account at Pat's Pulpit.
Oh, here we go.
Contemplates in Matt Judon.
Matt Judon?
I don't believe, Rich,
the
correct
wide receiver?
Me if I'm wrong. I don't believe he's taking a snap all season at wide receiver.
Not this year or any year. He is a versatile player. Right? But I would not suggest
great
he is
player.
A wide receiver.
So a website or people out there on the internet
who are supposed to be reporting on the Patriots.
Right.
Who are
they have
right.
their own pulpit.
Yep.
Right.
And they don't pay their writers.
And they don't allegedly. And they don't
allegedly.
And they don't
allegedly.
Trust me, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Thank you, dummy. I'm trying to save you. Yell at you like those people who can't read.
Rumor
no, but seriously, allegedly. These are people who try to position themselves as football people, and they're trying to make the case on Matt Judon compared to a wide receiver.
This is a wide receiver, epic.
I mean,
this
seriously,
is so bad. Although I do respect a lot of people in the comments. I'm pulling up the comments now, and I know you're going to get to them, Shine. But a few people have corrected them,
so they weren't the only ones.
Did
either.
They pull it down at least and be like, "Hey,
oh,
we're
they
idiots?
Deleted the tweet, but don't worry, we took a screenshot.
Oh, good, good.
We keep receipts
of
here, Gresh.
Of course you do. Thank good for you.
Good way to go, fellas.
That's
first
right.
thing I did on my keyboard was hit print screen. I've never used that.
I'm sure you have every fast food receipt you've ever gotten.
You're damn right. At Danny Brule 6 said it would be red sleeves. But Bourne is a close second. Again, sir, I say to you, read the tweet.
Oh, my God. It's right in there. Is Kendrick Bourne the best free agent wide receiver signing
in
the NFL?
It's all there.
So, again, the whole Juno, they'd be like, who's the best free agent on the Patriots? Who's the best whatever? No. We're talking about wide receiver in the league. Matt Judon. So now it's just like, and then it just turns into a fight, like Patriot fan versus Patriot fan. They're out for blood.
Oh, but Keefe. It gets worse.
I'm Team Patriots, though, by the way.
So
I've always been Team Patriots.
So then somebody says, at Young Papa Sauce says, I don't forget that you bleeping clown clickbait pieces of dried up bleep called him an Aguilar trash and pushed the fact that Bourne would be a healthy scratch most of the season. You bozos, this would be better if a team of conch shells ran it.
Conch shells?
Yes. And so then somebody
else. You get good money for conch shells.
Somebody else tried to pull up receipts.
Okay.
So they pull up the video from September 1st. Of Rich Keefe saying that the wide receiver room is the worst position group on the team. At Mike Piselli said, people don't forget. Well, sir, the wide receiver room, still the worst position group on the team.
Yeah, I would argue, even if they're better than I thought that they were, what position group right now is worse than them? Like, as a group, the offensive line has been great. Running backs have been great. Quarterback's been great. D-line, great. Linebacker, maybe you have a little bit of an argument.
There's
maybe
your discussion.
Corners and safeties?
Nope.
I mean, Tyler and Bentley have been awesome.
Kicker?
Not even close.
It ain't the kicker.
The Patriots Punter? Arguably have the two best kickers in the league. Yep. Arguably.
Their long snappers leading the Pro Bowl or second in the Pro Bowl voting.
And he's a great American.
So, all right, if you want to get on me for saying that, you know, Kendrick Bourne wasn't great, okay, first of all, he's not great, but he's good. Okay, that's one thing.
If we wanted to get on Rich for something, Rich, I'd say we go to August 20th when you said this.
I think really under the radar, Bourne stinks.
But, however, that is not the receipt that they pulled.
No,
but if you were to pull one, maybe you pull that one.
That doesn't count.
That's right.
That doesn't count.
At Maxwell Shaw says, LOL, Bourne looking like Dion, spelled it wrong, Branch out there. Time to old take expose these bums. My guy.
Please.
There's no take to expose. It's still the same
it's
take.
It's the worst
Please
group.
Please try. Yeah.
Just because they're better than we thought they were doesn't mean they still aren't the worst position group on the team.
But this puts the crazy Pats fan into an absolute pretzel because in order to prop up the receivers and Kendrick Bourne, which is what they're trying to do, because I was comparing it to other positions on the team,
yes,
they then have to bury a spot that's already on the team. And where are you going to go?
There's nowhere for them to go.
Maybe they would say tight end, but I would argue Hunter Henry has a pile of touchdowns, and I like what he's done this year.
Well, the tight end group is. Last year, it was non-competitive. This year, it's a factor, even if Jonnu Smith is disappointing. So that group has improved dramatically.
By the way.
It's really funny, the whole, know what? You're on a roll. I don't want to stop.
I was just going to say, by the way, I was praising Kendrick Bourne all morning, but if people are going to go crazy about this, I'm like, Keith was so wrong about Kendrick Bourne. As great as he is, as great of a player as he is, do you know what he is on pace for a 17-game schedule?
I don't want to say
17 games.
Because I looked it up and I have an idea, but.
So 17 games. Oh God, this is a great wide receiver. 17 games. 56 catches for 831 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Right.
Where is that going to rank in the league?
It's
35th?
Yeah, it'll mix in the top 50 somewhere.
I mean, if Antonio Brown didn't get hurt, Tom Brady would have had 3 receivers with better numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not go slappy. He's good. He's coming up with some nice plays. He can break a tackle. He's got a nose for the end zone. I like him a lot more than Nelson Agholor. But, my God, let's not go crazy with this guy,
Branch. I think it is fair to say with no caveat, unlike a little bit earlier, that these people at Pat's Pulpit are idiots. How's that?
No punches. Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Like,
there.
Oh, let's, you know, oh, we got to run to the internet to be able to defend the team. Dude, really? Like, how about this? Reading is fundamental. Just like
hearing rainbow.
Right. Hearing is a sense.
Right.
Listening is a skill. Reading is a skill.
I don't want to crap on all of Twitter. To one guy's credit, at TufelTitan09, already better than 2021 Julio, pain face emoji. There you go. Julio wasn't even a free agent signing, but there you go.
Good point. I mean, Julio was a trade, but to this point, he has had a better season.
What was that Twitter handle? Wanker Mo Jones? What?
TufelTitan09?
TufelTitan09.
What was the other one? It was like Young Boy Sauce?
Young Papa Sauce?
Young Papa Sauce.
He also had like a Pepe the Frog emote as his profile picture.
Can't use it.
What kind of people listen to this show?
I think the racists stole Pepe the Frog.
Yeah, they did.
They tried to, but Twitch is taking it back.
Okay. All right.
So there you go.
They tried to cancel Pepe the Frog? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The racists took it on.
It had to do with Pizzagate.
Yeah. Like they took it on as a thing. So then it was like, if you used it, you're like, oh, is it because of that? You're like, no. I just was using it anyway. So that's the whole thing.
Oh, I gotcha. It's actually now it's going to be the new logo for my new social media platform.
Another one?
Where people like Pat's Pulpit have to actually read to know what's going on, just like I do, my great friend Bob Kraft. You got something next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.